This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Joe Biden turned his State of the Union speech Thursday night into an animated argument for a second term. Biden emphasized what he said are threats facing democracy around the world, calling on Congress to greenlight additional aid to Ukraine in its war against Russia.
Ukraine can stop Putin if we stand with Ukraine and provide the weapons that needs to defend itself.
Biden continued his speech by drawing particular attention to the Supreme Court's 2022 overturning of Roe v. Wade, which guaranteed the right to abortion.
If you, the American people, send me a Congress that supports the right to choose, I promise you, I'll restore Roe v. Wade as the law of the land again.
In the Republican response, the president's State of the Union address, Senator Katie Britt, said the president's lack of oversight over the Chinese Communist Party is disappointing.
China is buying up our farmland, spying on our military installations, and spreading propaganda through the likes of TikTok. You see, the CCP knows that if it conquers the minds of our next generation, it conquers America.
That was Senator Katie Britt. Britain says it will provide 10,000 drones to Ukraine in its fight against Russia. We'll get that story coming up in just a few moments from VOA's Alexis Strope. Meantime, gunmen attacked a school in Nigeria's northwest region on Thursday, kidnapping more than 200 students, according to a teacher and parents of the missing children. No word on who's responsible for that attack. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Now that report on Britain saying it will provide 10,000 drones to Ukraine in its fight against Russia.
Britain says it's providing 10,000 drones to arm Ukraine in its fight against Russia. UK Defense Secretary Grant Shapps made the announcement Thursday during a visit with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv. The investment includes £125 million of new funding on top of £200 million previously committed for drones. The weaponry will include 1,000 one-way attack or kamikaze drones and models that target ships. Ukrainian sea drones reportedly sank another Russian warship in the Black Sea this week, the latest in a series of strikes that has crippled Moscow's naval capability. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
The AP's Mike Hampen now reports on an Army soldier and leaked documents.
An Army soldier is accused of selling sensitive military information. Justice Department officials say Corbin Schultz is accused in a six-count indictment on charges that include conspiring to obtain and disclose military defense information and bribery of a public official. Schultz was arrested at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, after the indictment was released Thursday. He's accused of disclosing various documents, photographs, and other national defense materials since June of 2022. Schultz had top secret security clearance. He allegedly conspired with a foreign national and received at least 14 payments totaling $42,000. I'm Mike Hempen.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that a Texas utility is admitting a role in sparking those wildfires in the state, the worst.
Utility provider Xcel Energy says its facilities appear to have played a role in igniting a massive wildfire in the Texas panhandle. Xcel Energy is admitting to a role in sparking the largest blaze, but the utility is denying any negligence. One homeowner in Stinnett has already filed suit, saying that Xcel and two other utilities failed to maintain or replace a wooden pole that had snapped off of its base. Last week, Governor Greg Abbott described the destruction of the wildfires that have killed at least three people and destroyed some 500 structures.
Nothing left but ashes on the ground.
Other electric utilities have been found responsible in other fires, including the blaze in Maui and the deadly California campfire in 2018. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And the Haitian government has extended a state of emergency and nighttime curfews as gang violence continues to escalate in the capital, Port-au-Prince. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.